Welcome to Come Follow Me on the Go. My name is Kylie, and this podcast is designed for families and children that are in the car and on the go. In each podcast episode, I will be sharing brief stories from the Come Follow Me lesson plans. I will also provide questions that families can pause the podcast and discuss and chat and grow closer together as a family unit and closer to Christ while they are in the car and on the go. Okay, welcome back to Come Follow Me on the Go. We are going to start this week in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And in the beginning of these chapters, Paul is talking to the people of Corinth, and he can tell that they're all super excited about spiritual gifts, but they all seem to be focusing on the gift of tongues. And we now know, because of modern revelation, that the gift of tongues was given to us to, like, bring people to Christ, right? That's how it should be used. But in that time period, a lot of people were just, like, rambling in unknown tongues, so nobody around them could understand what they were saying. So Paul's telling them, like, unless you have a translator, like, this is a lesser gift. Like, if you're not able to bring other people to Christ by your spiritual experiences as well, then like, it's not the most important spiritual gift to be sought after. So he's telling them, focus on, like, spiritual gifts that will bring other people to Christ as well. So he mentions the gift of prophecy, which doesn't mean that they are striving to be a prophet, but it's the prophecy could, that word could mean, like, to teach or to uplift others spiritually. He gives a little example with a trumpet. So back then, when you'd go to fight a war, a lot of times someone would sound a trumpet, and that would mean go, like, go to battle. It's now, run after the enemy. And he says, if a trumpet blew an uncertain sound, how would anybody know to prepare for the battle? So he's giving that as an example of, if you're speaking a language that nobody understands, nobody knows what they should be doing spiritually to get closer to Christ. Okay, so Paul says in verse 19, I love this verse. He says, I would rather only speak 5 words in an understandable language than to be able to speak 10,000 words in a language nobody would understand. So again, he's just, like, pointing out, like, don't seek after like the gift of tongues only to be able to speak it and nobody understand you. So my little question for this section is, if you only had 5 words, that's all you could say to uplift someone spiritually or emotionally, whatever the situation would be, what would those 5 words be that would bring someone closer to Christ? Okay, I'm going to jump into chapter 15 now of 1 Corinthians. And Paul gives us so many, like, simple truths in this chapter. But we're going to start in verses 21 and 22. And in this verse, he teaches us about death and resurrection for all. So he tells us how death came to the world through Adam, right? When Adam and Eve lived on the earth, they would not have died. They would have lived in innocence forever in the Garden of Eden until they decided to partake of the forbidden fruit. And then death was introduced into the world, as well as knowledge of good and evil. So now Adam and Eve are going to die at some point, as well as all of their children. And we as well, right? And then we needed a savior. Christ came to the earth as a human, and he died and then was resurrected to overcome death so that all of us could be resurrected. I love to look at these men and women in the scriptures, like the heroes they are. So often there's so many amazing stories, and, like, of course they didn't do it alone, right? They always had Christ and the Holy Ghost and help, but they did miracles and miraculous things and overcame some of the hardest challenges. And Christ is our, like, biggest superhero of them all, right? We couldn't go back to live with Heavenly Father without him. And so I just wanted to think, or have you guys think about, like, have you seen a modern superhero in your life? Who is somebody that maybe helped you in a time of need, or you saw them help somebody else, or maybe just overcoming their own trials? They totally are an inspiration to you as well. And then if you don't see anyone, think of someone in the scriptures that you love. Like, I super duper love Captain Moroni in the Book of Mormon. Who is another person from the scriptures that you guys love and why? So Paul in 29 is talking about baptisms for the dead. So the members of the church in Corinth participated in baptisms for the dead, but Paul realized that some of them didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. So he's helping them to understand, right? This previous verse, he talked about how Christ overcame death so that all of us could overcome death. We will all be resurrected. And to live with Christ again, right, we have to be baptized. So that is why we participate in baptisms for the dead, so that those that passed away without the opportunity to receive that ordinance can choose to accept it or not in the next life. So a simple little question is, have you done family history with your mom and dad yet? Or is there any loved one of yours that you look, excuse me, look forward to being able to take their name to the temple and baptize them that did pass away before they were able to be baptized or accept the gospel? So Paul is just another biblical superhero. He was out there risking his neck day and night. The members of the church, Christians in this time period, were very persecuted and they risked death. A lot of times they had to go into hiding and have secret messages. Like the fish, that means you're Christian, that came from this time period because it was a symbol of believing in Christ. Like you could draw that and someone would know, oh, they're also a Christian like me. And then they knew you could trust them. So they really. He was out there preaching about Christ and being in danger every day. So he asked these people in Corinth, why would I risk my life if I didn't know there would be a resurrection for the dead? If I knew I was going to die for Christ and not be resurrected, why would I do it? So why do you do it? Why do you enjoy going to church? Why do you enjoy doing service for Heavenly Father? Why? What is your why? And is it strong enough to someday be persecuted if you had to be in Paul's shoes and be persecuted for your faith? Okay, verse 33 is so simple, but so good. So Paul teaches them, he says, don't be deceived. So don't be fooled. Evil communication corrupts good manners. And if we look at that in like the NIV, like a different translation of the Bible, it's a little bit easier to understand. He says, bad company can corrupt good character, or can ruin good morals. So it's just a good reminder of like, we become the company we keep. So just reflect, chat with your family. Are there any associations or friends in your life that maybe aren't a good influence on your choices or your decisions, or you can feel the Holy Ghost uncomfortable there and you shouldn't be around them as much. Okay, chapter 15 is seriously full of so much gospel meat. In verses 39 through over 44. Paul teaches us about the varying degrees of glory in heaven. So he teaches about celestial, terrestrial, and telestial glories. He compares them to the glory of the sun, the moon, and the stars, right? How they all shine differently, but they all have glory. A simple question for younger listeners would just be like, do you know what degree of glory our earth is? For older readers or listeners, we could talk about what are the qualifications to be in the celestial kingdom. Do we know those? Paul gives a few different really good verses of advice. One that I'm going to go over is in verse 15 or chapter 15, verse 58. He says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor is not in vain when you're working for the Lord." Okay, so let's dive into some of these words, right? Steadfast, we can dig into that. It means to be unwavering and faithful. And I found it interesting that it's also linked to perseverance. So maybe like, right, we persevere through trials or hardships with unwavering faith. And what about the word unmovable, right? So that one can mean like we don't change in purpose. We're not affected by whatever's going on around us. Like we stay true and our testimony stays unmoved by what's going on around us. All right, that is what I have for you guys for this week's Come Follow Me on the Go. I hope that you guys were able to have quality time as a family growing closer to Christ while you are in the car and on the go.